Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Basilic Fly Studio Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Chande.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Basilic Fly Studio Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Balakrishnan, Managing Director and CEO, Mrs. Yogalakshmi, Whole-time Director and COO, Mr. Prabhakar, Director and Head of Studio, Mr. Sudarshan, Senior Vice President, Finance and Accounts, Mr. Nikhil Midha, Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Nikhil Midha. Over to you, sir.
Welcome all. Myself, Nikhil Midha, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer at Basilic Fly Studio Limited. Along with me, as stated by Chandni, we have Mr. Balakrishnan, Mrs. Yogalakshmi, Mr. Prabhakar, and Mr. Sudarshan. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to our inaugural conference call to discuss Basilic Fly Studio Limited financial performance for the first half of the fiscal year 2024. It is an honor to address you all, especially considering our recent listing on the NSE Emerge platform. Before we delve into the details of H1 FY 2024, I would like to provide a brief overview of our company and its business model. Basilic Fly Studio, BFS, was founded in 2016 and is a leading visual effects studio headquartered in Chennai, with a branch office in Pune, India, with subsidiaries located at Canada and U.K. We specialize in creating captivating visual experiences that push the boundaries of creativity and technology. Our exceptional VFX solutions cater to a wide range of mediums, including movies, TV shows, web series, and commercials, ensuring that every detail is meticulously crafted. Our journey has been a remarkable beginning with a modest 800 sq ft workspace and a handful of employees. Today, we are a hub of VFX talent from India and around the world. With more than 10,000 completed projects and collaborations with more than 300 clients, including 900 movies, 2,000 series, 8,000 commercials, we have cemented our position as a top-tier VFX studio. Our dedicated team of 500+ members operates from offices in India at Chennai and Pune, and London and Vancouver. BFS achieved a record-breaking IPO performance in September 2023, leading to its listing on NSE Emerge platform. In the preceding fiscal year, FY 2023, BFS reported total revenues of 79 crores, with EBITDA of INR 39 crores and net profit of INR 28 crores. Now, let's shift our focus to the operational highlights of H1 financial year 2024. The first half of 2024 has been nothing short of remarkable and eventful. Notably, we secured the listing on Emerge platform of NSE, which marked a significant milestone for us. During this period, we secured a substantial amount of new business and expanded our workforce to meet the surging demand from our esteemed customers. While the entire industry faced challenges during quarter two of financial year 2024 due to some writers' strike in the U.S., we managed to grow despite adversities. Our Canadian subsidiary demonstrated resilience by achieving break-even numbers. The resolution of the strike paved way for a surge in the new work orders. In anticipation of this increased demand and in line with our commitment to delivering the highest quality of work, we expanded our team and appointed key senior positions in crucial domains such as VFX supervision and production, compositing, and pipeline management. One notable addition to our senior leadership team is the renowned VFX supervisor and producer, Dan Levitin, who brings a wealth of expertise to BFS. His decades of production experience spanning to over 85 feature films, 100+ series episodes, and numerous national commercial spots have endowed him with a wealth of knowledge and problem-solving skills. His appointment with BFS will fortify our presence in the American market and open doors for exciting collaboration. Our compositing supervisor is another significant addition to our team. With over 15 years of valuable experience, their exceptional talent has been recognized with a prestigious nomination for the 2023 Global Stage VES Award for their work on The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Their dedication and skill are a testament to the high caliber of talent within our team. Now let us delve into the financial highlights of H1 Financial Year 2024. Standalone H1 FY24 highlights reveal a total income of 49.89 crores, EBITDA of 24.07 crores, boasting a strong EBITDA margin of 48% and a net profit of 18.93 crores with a robust net profit margin of 38%. Consolidated H1 FY24 highlights indicate a total income of 51.93 crores, EBITDA of 24.05 crores and a strong EBITDA margin of 46% and a net profit of INR 18.88 crores, exhibiting a formidable net profit margin of 36%. We did experience a slight decrease in profitability due to the strike, but our Canadian subsidiary managed to be at the break-even. I would like to draw your attention to the significant growth we achieved in H1 FY24 compared to the full fiscal year financial year 23. Our revenue was approximately 63% of FY23. EBITDA was approximately 62%. And net profit was approximately 68%. A strong performance during H1 FY24 combined with the infusion of funds from our IPO position us well for the future growth. Motivated by our promising growth prospects, we are gearing up for a transformative journey. Our ambitions plans include establishing two new dedicated facilities in India and expanding our international markets with a focus on Europe and Australia. In addition to these strategic initiatives, BFS is actively exploring new opportunities such as venturing into kids' entertainment and fostering new collaborations in this regard. Empowered by our exceptional performance in H1, favorable industry conditions, the proceeds from our IPO, our dedicated team, and the robust project pipeline, we retain an optimistic outlook not only for H2 FY24, but for the years to come ahead. Now, I would like to open the floor for the Q&A session. We are delighted to address any questions you may have. Thank you for your patience and for accompanying us on our journey.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Deal Wealth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations to the management team and entire crew of the company on successful listing and also a robust first half of the year. I have a few questions, so I'll start with three. First, wanted to understand with over 50 crores of revenue that we've clocked in the first half of this year, could you give us a sense of the visual storytelling palette that we have executed in the form of movies, TV shows, web series and commercials? Some numbers on these fronts just to get more color.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pranay. This is Balakrishnan, Managing Director of Fiscal Site Studio Limited. To answer your question, you asked about the number of films, the number of the ratio in which we are working on the films and television. I think the ratio would be quite 30% we would be working on film, 35% and 30% of television series, and the rest would be commercials. That is again 35%.
Okay, so distributed almost equally, you're saying. Across the segment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just wanted to understand then for 152 crores that is clocked on a consolidated basis in the first half revenue, how many movies, TV shows, web series or commercials would be have executed for this, even if it is partly and still in process?
Could you please come again? I couldn't, not audible.
I will repeat the question. For this revenue that we have clocked, can you tell us how many movies, TV shows, web series, commercials we have executed? Is there any indicative number you can share?
If you look into the number of movies and television series, I don't think that would really play a role here in terms of how we make the revenue. But in terms of the projects that we have done, what I could say is we have recently worked on a major, if you look into the major blockbuster movies that have released quite recently, we would have pretty much been part of most of them. For example, Barbie, Mission Impossible, and a few other projects. We were very much part, we played a very good role in those movies, and we have pretty much been part of these movies, and likewise for television series as well, with The Crown and a few other television series for major networks like Netflix, Amazon for that matter. And likewise for television commercials, if you take, we do work with major advertising VFX studios in this matter, and we do work on these as well on a consistent manner, and we have very good ongoing relationship with these studios. So consistently, whenever there is a major VFX, major movie come to production, we pretty much be part of those movies and television projects.
Sharing of these names is definitely helpful. Thank you for that. So, to get a broader picture, our scope of services, can you at least share some clarity how much of our revenue is coming from projects which are of global scale, like, for example, Barbie or Mission Impossible that you mentioned, versus the domestic projects like Tejas or some other local shows or regional commercials? How much of our revenue is international projects versus domestic?
If you take international projects, we pretty much work 100% international projects, and the revenue that we generate out of these projects are, for example, when we get into movies like Barbie and Mission Impossible, we have a substantial part of our team working on these projects, and likewise, we have some projects which would be on a floating mode. That is where we will have our television and commercial projects also around going on the floor as well, would be on the floor. And the revenue that comes out of it would be of no lesser, in the sense if you take, they would be of a quick turnaround, and the margins may not be that much in comparison to movies, but still we do make quick turnaround on these projects. That does make sense when we look into the overall perspective, when we look into when we deliver all these projects. Domestic projects, we haven't done any domestic projects. Very recently we worked on Leo. Leo is the one project which we done based upon very recently the fact that we thought we will also get to do something on the domestic market as well. That is the reason we worked on one movie, Leo, and we have plans as well, maybe to work on some of the domestic movie projects, maybe have a separate division, not to get into, include that into our current division. So we have, based upon our global reputation, we could able to get some very good, when we get into the domestic market, we could get this kind of response from a client's network, production network as well. So that is the reason we got into this movie view.
So as our focus remains on international projects, and you mentioned earlier on this call that we are looking at international expansion in European region, Australia. So as part of this regional diversification, could you give us a sense, what are you aiming in terms of capability or projects from international regions over the next couple of years? And I'm actually interested in the big picture because in 7 years, if you are almost on path to achieve 100 crores in a financial year, which is quite commendable, how are the next 2 or 3 years going to look like? This is geographically, also segment-wise, you mentioned that kids entertainment will be a focus area. So what is it that we are looking at increasing our presence in? Animation, gaming, out-of-home media. So I wanted to get visibility on these two things.
Looking into the future, we do have bigger aspirations in terms of building a global integrated entity that is not only within India, but also sizable teams in London as well as in LA. We have a VFX supervisor now who have worked closely with production networks. He comes from that expertise where he has worked closely with the decision makers in the industry and played a key role in terms of creative aspects of building those movies and television series as well with networks like Paramount, Walt Disney and Warner Brothers. So that pretty much plays a, that would really help us in terms of building our vision, in terms of building a team as well. Not only looking at working on some aspects of mini project, but getting ourselves involved in right from pre-production to final delivery, right from preparing concept, working closely with filmmakers and production houses, helping them their to realize their vision to come into final delivery. So these are the aspects that we've been working on. And as in we speak, we are also working towards getting into children shows as well. That is something that has a very good market in terms of animation as well as visual effects, where that will have more, that will bring in more stability and long-term projects as well, which will help us to work on projects. Maybe can go up to 40, 45 episodes. We have that kind of executives who have that closer connection and networks with these decision makers in the industry. And likewise, we also have a very good creative team as well who have worked on movies like Star Wars and other award-winning movies and television series, not only in India but also in London as well as in LA. So that would really take us to places. And we are also in talks with some of the companies in close working on some close collaborations. And if that really works out, we would have a great role to play in terms of how, in terms of working on movies and projects, television projects that would come into slate for the next year.
Great. So as part of what you just said, I will get back in the queue, but regards to international, I just wanted to understand if we now have a team strength of around 500, in 2 years, how much is that going to be scaled up to? And I believe major part of that will be domestic, but what would be the mix looking like across international markets versus India in terms of team strength?
We are looking into double, maybe 800 to 1,000 strength in the next 1 year time, and likewise in India. And likewise, it's not only about the numbers. We are also planning, we are also working on training at the moment, the upscaling our artists where even maybe, for example, 15 artists, and we have 15 artists, and they can work up to the capability of 35, 40 artists based upon the skill set. It's not only one skill set, but multiple skill set is what we've been working on at the moment with the Unreal and FX training being provided to the artists at the moment. So this way, we are trying to build and making sure that we are ready to pick up more work and accommodate.
Yeah. And also, we are also working on software development and developing a lot of tools which can reduce the number of man days required to do a particular task. So that automation is also happening. Whenever we have similar shots, we can automate and we can reduce the man days needed so that we can deliver the projects quickly and take up more projects and more creative work. So that is also simultaneously, we are concentrating on that also.
And we are only one among very few, not very few, one maybe based out of India. We are one company where we have a director of digital transformation role, and that is being handled by Jamie Brains, who is based out of London. And he is in his past experience, he has led pipeline teams in DNEG, and DNEG is the industry, global industry leader. And they won 7 Oscars. And he comes from that background and he leads the team, and we are building a team under him. And he has recently come for a summit as well to explain the plans that we have in place for building tools, and also in terms of how we will adapt AI strategies and automation stuff. So this would really help. So we are also looking at ways where we can apart from numbers, how we can increase our productivity and making the best use of resources available to us.
Thank you. You mentioned 800 to 1,000. That is overall team, or you are saying domestic team in the next 1 year?
Both.
Overall team, and we are mainly concentrating on international market. Domestic is a plan which could happen, but as of now, we are very much into the international markets and.
He means in India, domestic.
Yeah, domestic in the side. You mean
within India?
Within India, how many artists in that way, or taking up the project wise? You're asking about the domestic.
No, I understand your project focus is international, but I'm asking if 800 to 1,000 is the team you're aiming. How much of that is going to be international versus domestic?
International would be very less comparatively. We are planning to have only boutique presence internationally.
We are planning to build sizable teams in London, and likewise, as per Athen, over a period of time, we will grow the teams out there proportionally in terms of mainly in India, and proportionally we will grow a team in London as well as in Vancouver. Yeah.
Great. So just one small suggestion with regards to the name of the projects that were mentioned by you in the earlier answer. If you could share that in the forthcoming presentation, shows, commercials, whatever it is that you would like to highlight, that would add some picture and color to the lines of work that you're doing, and will give some more perspective to investors.
Sure. Yeah, we will definitely look into that. And likewise, we also received we recently released Dumb Money from Sony Pictures. We have our credits as well. The team credits has been listed in the movie that was quite recently released.
Which movie? Sorry?
Dumb Money. Dumb Money by Sony Pictures.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khushi Chen from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi team, congratulations for the good set of numbers. I have two questions. First of all, I wanted to ask, what is the payment procedure when it comes to our project? Is it on a milestone basis, or how does it work? Because I've noticed that the receivables have shot up a little.
Thank you very much. Nikhil, please.
Hi, this is Nikhil. Khushi, thanks for the appreciation. To keep you updated on the fact, it's like we work on milestone basis, and the payment cycle in this industry works around like on an average of 30 to 90 days. There are customers, vendors who are paying us within 40-45 days also, and there are ones who are paying us within those 90 days also. And as you mentioned that there's a hike in the debtors side. So it's nothing like that, you know, the money is getting delayed or something. It's like these are new customers whom we are building relationships with. And because the industry works on a tenure of up to 90 days, we want them to have enjoy that liberty of up to 90 days. So that is the reason it's looking on a little higher side. And when compared to the percentage, it's less than 10% of the total, which is more than 6 months out, outstanding. And we have around like 61 debtors, and out of that, only just 4 holding less than 10% are more than 6 month debtors.
Okay, that helps a lot. Thank you. And my second question is around AI. I'm sorry, I had a lot of questions around it, but have you all incorporated AI in any of our processes? Because I think a lot of softwares are now able to reduce the rotoscopy work.
Regarding AI stuff, we are using copycat tools, which would really help us in terms of reduce the roto work. And in terms of, as in we have this reduction in roto work, we are also involving our roto artists into other streams as well. So that really helps us. Once the roto work gets reduced, we will be able to, we are currently using them into compositing stuff. So we are converting all our roto artists over into rote compositors and also into FX training. And this rotor work is reduced using a copycat tool. We've been using, and we are also trying to work on that to customize more.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Wish the team a happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
You have mentioned that we
Excuse me,
have
ma'am. I'm
been
sorry to interrupt. Ma'am, your voice is muffled. If you could use your handset, that would be great.
Now is it audible?
Yes, ma'am. Please continue.
You have mentioned we have done 900+ projects and 2,000+ subsidiaries over the last 10 years. But
Yes, ma'am.
my question is, why the substantial numbers came in financial year 23 only, which is we know a year before IPO? And why are we at only 90 crore level despite the huge numbers of projects you have mentioned?
Ma'am, if you look into the number of projects, maybe like we will have a maybe we'll have some projects where we will have a substantial role to play with, and apart from that, there would be some floating projects. Since based upon the capacity that we have, we will have two types of projects. One is to have the stability, and we will always try to keep relationship with multiple clients at the same time. We wouldn't be in a position to move away from one particular client based upon the we don't have any availability. So that way, we try to work on some part on some projects, and we always have some projects where we work on the substantial part. So likewise, that is the reason why we do have multiple projects, and at the same time, that is how it's reflected on the revenue as well. And based upon your other question about why the numbers are more in 23, it is more a reflection of how the streaming platform and the demand that we receive from streaming platform increase over the years. And even if you look into the previous years as well, before COVID, we could able to see the surge in the revenue. And just after COVID, we couldn't able to make use of that into expanding our team based upon the restrictions that we had during just post-COVID. And if you look into the numbers further down, that's where we could able to really utilize and expand our team in Pune as well as in Vancouver. And these are the main reasons. Particularly if you look into Vancouver, we had some closer creative teams working in Vancouver location as well. That really helped us to bring in more production-based projects. So that is the reason we could see the these are all the combination of multiple factors that really helped us to, build our business over the years. And we really see a lot more in store for us in the future as well, based upon the demand that we see continuously with the streaming platforms and various other long form, short form, and other formats coming in terms of the way that things can be narrated with the storytelling and other formats.
Okay. So my second question is, you mentioned in one of the interviews that we get advances from the customers in case of production houses and in case of VFX studios as well. We get our money realized within time. So two questions on this side. One, if payment cycle is too good, then why our CFO to EBITDA ratio is too low at 11% only? And second, in September result quarter also, I agree you reported 19 crore of PAT. But just look at the cash flows, they have turned negative. So help me to understand if we are that good in trade negotiations with our clients, why the same is not getting reflected in our numbers?
Okay, the finance related question, I will leave it to CFO to answer.
Sure.
I think I'll take this ahead.
Yes.
Ma'am, as you mentioned about the advances, so just to clarify, we have clarified that earlier as well. These advances are not something that we long for. These advances are which the production houses and studios give to us to pre-book us so that we make ourselves available as and when their projects are coming up. So it's kind of like they don't want to lose an opportunity of working with us because they know the perfection and the timelines that we can meet out for them. Not everybody in the industry could help them meet out the same. That is the reason they come up giving such advances to us to pre-book us. And as the passage of time is moving, we are even getting rigid on that front. Not everybody we are catching those advances. We are working on that model only with very, very reputed studios so that the relation sustains and continues with them. And as you mentioned about the cash flows, so cash flows, okay, as you mentioned that they are not reflecting the same value as it should be. So as the industry was into a surge, you understand that there was an international issue going on in U.S., and most of our counterparts have seen a decline in number. And we, with our Canadian subsidiary, which happens to be our North American arm of the business, have sustained the market with break-evens. So it is not really a negative cash flow. It's a cash flow having impact of the issues going on in U.S. in the name of the strike. And we were sustaining and supporting our Canadian subsidiary as and when required. That may probably be one of the reasons that you are coming up with that kind of a question.
Okay. One more question from my side. What is our growth guidance for financial 2024 on top line, PAT margins, and cash flows as well?
When you are talking about the first half year?
Total complete financial year 2024.
Ma'am, that is something I cannot comment on at the moment, but yes, it would be better than what we have delivered in H1 because with H2, we have a lot of more opportunities to fulfill.
Sir, I have listened to an interview, I think, at the time of IPO. The management has guided for 60%-70% growth in top line with 30% PAT margin. So.
Yes, we are very hopeful and working towards that, but I don't think on this kind of a forum we could make any commitments to that. But yes, we are actually working on the same benchmarks, what we have already stated on a public forum earlier.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit Vora from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. So congrats on the superb results. I just have two questions. So first one is, you said that you're planning for two new facilities in India. So what do you think, how much would that cost, and are there any plans of taking any debt, or will it be all from internal accruals?
Sir, to answer that, it is like the two facilities that we have mentioned, they were a part of our objects to the issue and very well detailedly mentioned in the prospectus. So that is where we are going to apply our IPO proceeds. So at the moment, we don't see any requirements for the debt coming in.
Okay. So no debt?
At the moment, no, sir.
Okay. And just some kind of overview on revenue and margins for the next 2-3 years, if you have any. Do you see the strike in America settling down any soon?
Even if you look into this first quarterly time period as well, both we really made sure that the revenue that we generated, even in spite of strike and other challenges, we kind of came up with these numbers and based upon the project that we had, and we made sure that we utilized every other opportunity that was available to us, not only in the American market but also European and other markets as well. So that is the kind of clientele that we have. And even in spite of this writer strike and other things, we are very much on track, and we've been doing a good job in terms of acquiring projects. And when you look into the next year and next year.
There was no strike.
Strike is.
The writer strike.
Writer strike just got over, and the actor strike should be over anytime soon. They are very much close to the resolution, and it should be over by this week.
This week or next week?
Potentially, we see projects getting up. There should be a lot of projects which should be ramped up. That is from January or from December end. That is post the new year. We should see a lot of projects ramping up, and we will have a greater opportunity since there are a lot of projects on hold and which would come up, and there will be a lot more requirements open up in the North American as well as the U.K. market as well. So that will create a lot more opportunities for us. And if you look into the next year, next quarter, that is the next quarterly and the further next year, we do have a lot more opportunities. Even now, with executives that we have in place, we are speeding up with some bigger projects that would come up, start by March. And apart from the regular projects that we have, we will have some bigger projects to start by March, April, May. So there, we will involve ourselves right from pre-production to production. So that will have further good margins, which will be worked out globally with artists in London as well as in India. So there, we can see some good margins as well on these projects. These are bigger names and bigger production houses. So we are very hopeful on acquiring, and we are already working on some of the pre-production part on these movies.
Okay. Okay. So the operating margins will stay above 45% in your opinion? going forward?
We will keep that. Yeah.
We will be able to keep that at the same level, sir.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Dasani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had a few questions. My first question is, what proportion of the business or projects do we get from the roto paint segment?
Good afternoon. If you look into roto paint, we are more of a full service VFX company. We do good amount of roto paint, and apart from that, if you look into percentage wise, when we take a full service project, there will be some amount of roto and paint involved in it. Our comp work and CG work. And if you look into the overall prospect, the roto and paint would be some part of it. And our creative team would work right from roto, starting from 2D to final end of 3D lighting effects and everything, every other aspect.
So can I understand from this that we don't get standalone roto projects? It's usually a complementary to other services?
Yes. It's just a complementary to other services. We don't only have roto and paint projects. We have full service VFX projects. That's why we have a creative team here, and also in a team in London, a VFX supervisor based out of LA. It's all about working right from pre-production to final delivery. So that is where we are very much involved in the terms of projects that we work with.
Okay, that is helpful. Secondly, what is the proportion of roto paint employees in a total employee base and right now, and what would it be after expansion?
Maybe if you look into the roto paint artists, right? For example, some of the company hierarchy would be very different. For example, even if they do compositing and other stuff, since they start as a roto paint artist, we would keep the designation as same until the level 1, L1, L2, L3. That is how it changes up. And for that matter, we have a category of generalists, what we name as generalists, 2D generalists, who do compositing and also do roto paint as well. If you look into the numbers, it would be predominantly we will have a lot of 2D generalists. That is 75 to 80% of generalists who do 2D, and the remaining all CG generalists, 3D generalists. So that is how we have the proportion between teams.
And
but if designation wise, we have a separate standard where we will keep them as roto paint, because that is how international companies do follow in terms of designation. We are very stringent in terms of how we elevate in terms of process, because we keep very high standards for them to move up the value chain.
Okay. And secondly, you mentioned a copycat tool.
Yeah.
So how do you, could you speak more about it? How would it replace your auto artist, and how fast is it growing?
It is very much in a testing stage as well, a copycat, where we can, copycat is something that whenever we have work on some shot, we can use that when there is a same level, when we have a sequence which has similar kind of shots, where we can use this copycat to make sure that it is it understands the shape of that one shot and can replicate to other at some level. So from there, where we can use that to complete that scope. So it keeps understanding based upon the data that we have, and based on the work that we do, so it evolves over time and it gets better with time, and the results are also quite better. I think we use that tool more.
Okay. Lastly, there was a mention of you working in Leo. You had a project, so can you speak more about it in terms of your significance in the short?
We did a lot of maybe the fire shots, we did a lot of fires and the explosion, the fire, and a few other stuffs as well, with the beauty look of the de-aging of the hero character, and few other stuffs as well. We worked on over 35-37 minutes work on that movie.
It was during the last moment that we got into the project, and it was a demand, like it was a request from the...
Yeah, and even we received a screen credit on the movie as well, on-screen credit, and the beginning sequence. It's not towards the end credit, but also the beginning title also we received credits. So that is the kind of role we played in the movie. When you look into that beginning credit, MPC is the first company and we are the second company, I think third company, second company Unify. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to understand is, okay,
continue. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
No, you were saying something.
So even though we got into the very last stage of the project, we got that kind of a welcome from the production house to work for, to have us work on that project.
Okay. So what I'm trying to understand is, because if I'm not wrong, one of your peers, a listed peer, has also got a part of this project. So can I, what was the reason to get this at the last moment?
We were not actually into the domestic market at all, first place.
And we had this request also come from production, so we just thought we will take this time. This time we will work, try to work on this one to see how the domestic market. We also have a good reputation, since based upon our global reputation, is much the gates are quite open for us to come into the local market. The production network would like us, like the because even if you have seen MPC, it's a global company, they would have come on to this domestic movie this time around. So like we thought, we will also try to see during the last year. That is the, initially it was the post-production of this movie was being there for, I think, for 1 year before. We just thought in the last 3-4 months, we thought we will give a try. So that is the reason. Because we are very busy with the Hollywood movies before that.
Okay. And lastly, the shots that you did, were these new shots or were these more of a refining shots of the other VFX company?
No. It's a old shot that we did from our side. We didn't collaborate with any other VFX company other. We did a finishing shots from our side.
Okay.
VFX first. Yeah.
That is helpful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
May we request the participants to limit their questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Suwana from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for this set of numbers. I have 2 questions. Do we anticipate the subletting trend from Hollywood making its way to India? If so, which major subletting firms are looking to partner with Indian vendors subletting?
Sorry, couldn't understand your question. Maybe it's not audible. Yeah.
Mrs. Suwana, your voice is a little muffled. Are you using your...
Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm using. Do we anticipate the subletting trend from Hollywood movies making its way to India? And if so, which major subletting firms are looking to partner with Indian vendors for subletting?
I'm not sure whether I'm understanding your question right, but I will try to see. Maybe I'm just trying to understand if that is something, maybe for Hollywood movie, how we partner with subletting to another company in India?
Yeah.
We usually take all in-house. Whenever there is a need of maybe if there is any project which we can send it out to outsource, maybe those are the projects we do also, but a majority of the work that we do all by in-house capacity.
Yeah, and also we make sure that the subletting company has a proper approval, security approvals before we sublet to anyone.
Which major subletting company do we have a strong relation?
I think this is not. We don't use any particular vendor for this stuff. Maybe we use maybe contractors who come in and can work remotely.
Yeah, those are very little discreet, and also we don't disclose such information.
Okay. But do companies like Marvel, Warner Brothers, Netflix, Paramount, and other operate their own VFX houses? If they do, how much subletting do they engage them, and to which company do they sublet their VFX work?
You mean the bigger studios like Marvel? Yeah, Marvel pretty much work with the major VFX studios around the globe. It would be quite tough to name them, but it's all very much global, renowned VFX studios. And
even though we are based out of India, even in our early stages, we have directly worked with Marvel Television, Warner Brothers Television. So that is how we have built our relationship. And that is what really helped us to take it forward up one step ahead of value chain, where we now have teams in London and senior VFX executive based out of LA, where we would now place ourselves in terms of getting ourselves right from pre-production to post with these major networks, based upon the relationship that we have already had working with them, even with Apple and Paramount Plus as well.
Okay.
We have also received credits on these movies where we worked with Apple and Paramount Plus recently, Sony Pictures Television for Dumb Money.
And can you please quantify the impact of the strike on the company, of that writer strike?
Regarding writer strike, we certainly say there is an impact. Even with writer strike, we have really made sure that we have worked on projects, and the revenue that you would have seen in the offerly, this is in spite of writer strike. If not for writer strike, I think this would have been more than doubled. That is the kind of revenue would have generated if not for writer strike. Now the writer strike is resolved, and we see a lot of opportunities, because without writer strike, the industry was very stringent, and that is the time where we have made use of these kind of opportunities and still generated worked on projects and generated revenue for this offerly. And moving forward with the resolution, get the writer strike and all, we see a lot of opportunities coming in, and particularly for a company like us who have a strong base in India and also creative leadership team in India, we were excellently positioned to acquire these projects and take it up to the next level. This is something that is really good for us in terms of how we position ourselves as a company moving forward in taking up those projects.
Okay. Do we start seeing new orders coming from the Bollywood business?
We also have a very good relationship with Netflix and a few other places as well. That is something that we've been working on closely, and we've been working on projects as well. Based upon, as I mentioned earlier, based upon our global reputation, we are getting very good projects here. It is up to us based upon how we kind of allocate between international as well as Bollywood and domestic market. Maybe that is something we move forward, we will try to see if there can place a division as well for the different division to work for domestic movies. But we don't want to gel this between our already reputed international division. So that will move forward. And likewise, future plan, we will have some team to work on the domestic market, which we've been doing already.
Thank you, and happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Jadhav from Sahasrar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, I had a question in terms of capabilities. I have a very crude understanding of the industry, so please help me out here. That some studios specialize in the weather, skin textures, and probably the environment. Where do our capabilities lie?
We do our capabilities in real-time environments, building up concept-based complex environments, and likewise effects, that is fire, water as well, and likewise concept as well, building concepts, pre-visualization. Since we have a big, and also on-set, we have a very good reputed on-set VFX supervisor based out of LA, who have recently worked with directors like Michael Bay as well. So we have that kind of expertise in our team, and which really helps us focus from pre-visualization, pre-production, and also environment-based projects, and also action, that is the car chase, and all those things.
So will it be safe to say that, let's say, a production house comes to you, you can handle their entire business from start to end of a particular movie which has VFX?
Yeah, very much, because you can see the team, right? We have a team of VFX supervisor who can able to, even in LA as well as here in India in that instance. In LA, we have a VFX supervisor who can go from on set, who can closely work with the film director right from the pre-production stage, designing the concept, and so we have that expertise right from the beginning to final delivery.
All right, thank you so much, and happy Diwali to you and all your team.
Thank you, happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Shah from CJ House. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, I have unmuted your line. Kindly proceed with your question. As the current participant is not answering, we'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Mohit Maheshwari from Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hey,
hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Am I audio? Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers and on successful listing. My first question is, at present, what is the total headcount and what we expect at this year end?
Based upon the hopefully result, we are planning to do, we are very much on track to do better for the next.
Headcount. You're asking about the employee headcount.
Team members.
We've been constantly recruiting, and even for our Hyderabad and Salem facility, we are recruiting, and currently it is 500 plus artists across locations. And like we speak, constantly recruiting team members for Chennai, Pune, as well as for Hyderabad and Salem. Even for Hyderabad and Salem, even though we don't have a physical facility yet, we are still looking for it and identified a few of them. But we still have remote artists started working for us.
Okay. You have mentioned that 8 to 100 employees in next 1 year in one of your previous replies.
Yes.
So is that the March end or from here next 1 year?
It would be more than a year. It would be a year from now.
From now?
Yeah.
Okay. And my next question is, when we can expect the revenue comes from Hyderabad and Salem facilities, and what revenue we can expect from these two facilities?
If you look into the revenue, you know, the revenue generation, it will not be based upon facility, that is when it is in India. It will be all, the work will be distributed between different facilities, probably like Hyderabad, Salem separately. But even for now, the Chennai and Pune, we do work together, and that is how revenue is being generated. So more of a collaborative work in India. And for subsidiary, it can be different in a way based upon the taxes and the incentives that we get in different locations. That's how this is created. So based upon the sales that we have and the capacity that we would have in Hyderabad and Salem, it would be proportional to what we have.
We do, everybody integrates into a project and we all work together, but we internally have we internally have the bifurcation of how much work is getting delivered from which location, but then we don't expose it outside. But then it is all equally split between the artists across all locations in India.
Okay. So what's the update on object clause? Any update on object clause?
I mean, Hyderabad and Salem. We recently in Hyderabad, and we attended the VFX summit. Where we have identified a few locations and also discussed with government representatives as well over there, where they are offering some attractive incentives for a player like us. It can go up to like 60% to 70% of rent incentives on the real estate. So these are very attractive for a company like us when we get such kind of incentive from the government representatives and the teams that are working on over there. So we would soon be there in Hyderabad, and we have identified few locations which should be used. And likewise in Salem as well. Salem also, we have a team in place. We have a recruitment going on in Salem. And in the new year, we should have a facility start up in Salem. And likewise, even in Chennai, we have some expansion plans. And we are already in talks and also finalized a place based on the current building itself, additional 200 to 250 seater facility here in Chennai, additional.
Okay, right, correct. And my last question is, what's our current order book and when can we expect this to be completed? Any order book you have maintained?
We have some very good projects in the sense where we have working with major production networks. For example, we consistently work with production networks like Netflix and a few others, and also with some commercial houses as well.
So we have this project ongoing, and also we are working on some pre-visualization part on some of the movies, which would start from April, May as well. So there are some very good projects coming in, and we have a very good order book in place.
Okay, so in terms of amount, you can mention?
At the moment, it quite varies between project to project, and actually we still bid the number can get increased or it can change from where it is now. So it is something that we wouldn't be able to tell now, but we will announce and release as we have a confirmation.
Okay, right. My last question is, as an investor, how could we come to know the revenue visibility, what revenue guidance you can give for next 6 months and for next two to three years?
Okay, the confidence that we can provide you is based upon the previous numbers that we have generated, as well the current year, as well as the current offerly, as well as the previous year, and even the year before as well. We have the VSX industry company based out of India. We have made sure we are quite on top on those things, where how we expanded not only within India, in Chennai as well as in Pune, and also we are one of the facility where we quickly moved on to Vancouver as well to have a creative leadership team in Vancouver and building a team in. So it's all looking better, and we are very much geared up to make it really bigger and better for next offerly as well as, and moving forward the next year post the strike gets over, things would be much, much better for us.
Okay.
And bigger. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihar Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Sir, your audio is not clear, Mr. Shah.
Yeah. Just a second. Hello, am I audible now?
Sir, your voice is breaking still.
Right, shift.
Mr. Shah, I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue as your audio is not clear, sir.
No problem.
Thank you. No. We'll take the next question from the line of Akshada Deo from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Most of my questions have been answered by other participants, but what I wanted to know was, what's the average age of an ongoing project that you have currently? Not revenue-wise or milestone-wise, like how long do you typically work on a project, the average age for the same?
To put an average, average may range up to 4 to 6 months.
Okay, so that would include TV shows, movies, as well as commercial advertisements?
This is primarily movie and television. If you look into commercials average would maybe we'll have more commercials, but the commercials average are pretty much up to sometimes it can be only 1 week and 3 days to 1 week. Some commercials, that's the kind of timeline that we have for commercials. If you bring in commercials into average, we will have a very different picture. So I thought for movies and television, it's something that we work substantially, and that's where more of 4 months to 6 months is an average. Roughly, we work on these projects. Some projects may go up to more than a year, and some of them can be less than 2 months. On an average, it will be up to 4 to 6 months on these projects substantially. But if you look into commercials, this is a picture like 4 days to 1 week time. Yeah, maximum 15 days of work that we do on commercials.
Okay. And your current revenue breakup from movies as well as TV shows, would be how much percentage?
Movies and television, it would be pretty much the same, like 35-30%. That is maybe movies, it would be of 35%.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, 75-80% both put together in terms of revenue.
Okay, and does your future order book so far, what you have lined up, reflect the same?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Bajaj from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon, team. I'm fairly new to this company. So just wanted to understand what is the bidding process like when we bag these projects, and how many such players are bidding, who are our competitors?
If you look into, for example, at the moment, we are competing with smaller to mid-level and even bigger studios in UK and US and Canada at the moment. So that's the kind of team that we have in place as well. That's how we built our team, slowly starting from India, being a 10-member team in Chennai, and now we have teams across not only in Chennai and Pune, but also in London and in LA as well, where and Vancouver, where we have a commendable team who can take up, who have worked with major filmmakers and production networks. So we have very good reputation, the entire team list, if you look into the leadership team and also the other team members. So the competition is such that, that's how we are positioned between with the major VFX studios as well. And the other question, sorry, what's the other question that you asked?
So that's what, like, I was just asking that in terms of like, who do we compete with are the major VFX studios, which is across the globe, right?
Yes, yes, we have teams across the globe.
Okay. And we directly
yes.
To the studios, like something like a Paramount, a Disney, or there are like other players in between. How does that work?
Yeah, we do both work. For example, as a company, that's how we build our company, working closely with the bigger VFX studios directly. And from then, based upon how we developed our team, we then get to work with production or networks directly. Now, we also keep this business going as well, where we work with VFX studios as a subcontract mode. But predominantly, we as a team, we have developed moving into work closely with production networks, with teams in London as well as in LA, and also teams here in India. So we do both, but predominantly move towards working directly with production. We are one, if you look into entire from global perspective, we are very uniquely positioned in this manner. And if you look at from India, we would be the only company where we started in India and have moved out to Vancouver and London, and having a VFX supervision in LA. It's not something that everybody, not some other company has done in the past, if you look into the way that we have moved forward. And we are more, we have bigger aspirations as a company. That's we have shown it year on year in our previous growth as well.
Got it, sir. And just one last question, a follow-up, is that, so how much would be directly with production as of today, and how much would be subcontracting?
We've already discussed this, and It's been 70 and 30, but now we are in a position that it will get 50-50 slowly, and then we will be doing more of production work.
It looks like from 25, it would be more of production work. That is, it would reverse the trend from 70 production and 30.
Yeah.
So that is the kind of trend that we've been, that the kind of project that we are working on at the moment as well.
Okay, so just to clarify, 70 is subcon currently, right?
Which
we aspire to make it 50-50,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kabra from PKT Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations. I hope you can hear me.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Great. Lovely to hear from all of you guys again. I just had one question. Since we are expecting all the strikes now to get resolved and everything, and so hopefully the next quarter should be a bumper quarter, are we ready for that kind of a bumper quarter in terms of manpower? Because at least as far as I can see, what I have been able to track based on information, that it doesn't seem like we have hired a lot over the last 3-4 months. So what is the capacity utilization? Is there a ready set of candidates that we can onboard immediately next month as soon as the demands are coming in? How are we thinking about handling the demand coming in?
If you look into the hiring terms, we have still been hiring. For example, some of them are in notice period. We have very recently hired some very senior creative executives as well as here in India, and the creative artists. And so they would be ideally joining by January. And if you even look into our current team, it's not that we have given them some exposure into Unreal as well as in the effect area as well. So these are the disciplines where we will have a very higher scope of work coming in, complex scope of work, and also will have a very higher, bigger margin compared to previous work that they will be doing.
And also now we are training people to have multiple skill sets. So we are training a lot of people to become generalists. So obviously their potential will be in a different level in days to come.
But what would be our capacity utilization as of this quarter?
This quarter we have over 500 plus artists in India. That would be the capacity that we would be using. And likewise, we've been constantly recruiting, and we recently released offer letters for many artists and many other roles as well here in India. And likewise, we are also building our team in London as well. We've been recruiting our team in London. We recently have very senior environmental generalist joining us in London. And likewise, we will have a well-rounded team by December and January in London.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayur Shah from Marine Tech Engineering. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. My only point is that what are the risks of bad debts in your business? I mean, suppose if your credit days are ranging from 45 to 180 days, and if you are giving your services, and how do you all hedge against the bad debts, if any? I mean, what are the risks involved?
We've been in this industry from almost a decade now, and till date we haven't had even a single penny of bad debt that has happened. There might be slightly delayed payments at instances, but they are all mutually discussed and informed in prior to us. So that doesn't disrupt the arrangement in any manner.
Okay. My next question is, sir, what are the gross margins in movies, TV and commercials respectively?
Again, in terms of accounting, if you talk about, we don't do sector-specific accounting. We do manage the accounting as consolidated, because there are instances when the same artist is in the entire day spending half an hour for one task and then entire another 2 hours for second work and the rest of the part of the workable hours for the third work. So it's very difficult at this stage to do that sector-specific accounting. But as a consolidated thing, we are doing the entire accounting operations.
So suppose on a ballpark figure, what would be the gross margin you all target for?
So we are very much aligned with the maintenance of EBITDA and the net profit margins as what they are right now.
Okay. And sir, what are the risks involved in your business? Because this is something new for me. I just need to know what are the risks involved in your kind of business. I mean, something, a technology takeover or something, some different, I mean, just could you give me some color on that? I mean,
For example, technology, evolution of technology would only help our business to elevate and to go to the next level. If you take risk, risk would be mainly about the disruption, maybe in terms of maybe the stoppage of the production. And even for that, we are finding solutions at the moment where we are planning to work on cinematics as well when there is no production, where we can create our using tools like MetaHuman and Unreal, where we can create our environment, create our characters. So that is something, these kind of challenges would only elevate us to move towards these areas where we can create our own IPs. So that is something that we've been working on based upon our internal resource that we have already. And these only, I think, based on these pieces, the challenge that we see and the talent, grooming talent, training talents, because there is a lot more demand coming in. Even the last year where we had demand, the supply of talent is less, where we are trying to train them and we try to keep training them on different areas, the existing talent to different realms, and likewise the new talents into areas where we can use them into creative aspects. So that is, these are the skills, these are the risks that we have, and we've been working out on these areas to avoid getting into this risk.
Got it, sir. Thank you, and all the best for the second half of the year. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Deal Wealth Capital. Please go ahead.
I have two questions for Ms. Yogalakshmi. One is, what is the order book reading as of end of H1 this year, and what was it at the start of the financial year? Also, I understand with the strike ending and hope brimming, I'm sure we've been in discussion with many stakeholders, so there is addition expected in the second half. But on a conservative basis, what is the order book expected to be by the end of the year? So present, before and after our conservative estimate.
Conservatively, we look to better whatever we have done in the first half. So that is the thing that we've been trying to hope. That is what we see for the next half fully. And likewise, the next year, we see a lot of maybe a growth compared to this year because of the strike gets over this year around, and particularly the next year we will get to see much more of better result moving towards next year. We will have more bigger opportunities, and we will see a bigger boom around next year based upon the strike resolution and the stuff.
But what is the order book reading right now? I mean, it could be executable over 15 projects. Its size would be so much. So just wanted to understand what are we working on right now and what was it reading like 6 months back?
In terms of projects, we do have a bigger project. In terms of reading, in the terms of cost, we have projects which is one project which is in the size of 4 to 6 crores, which is something that we've been working on. And likewise, there is another project of the same size, and there is other project which is of smaller size as well. So it is about different projects that we work on which contribute to our revenue. And if you look at, we do have three to four projects of the same size. So, and there would be some floating projects which would come up eventually.
So these 4 to 6 crore projects that you mentioned, these would be executable over an average period of, let's say, 6 months tenure. That's what it would be.
This is something that the project also, right? For example, as we begin, we would start getting packages for each project as we move forward. This is something that we've been working on, which where we have slated for next 6-7 months time. And so this is, and again, on additional, this is something that we wouldn't make sure that we book all our resources at one time. We would be open to some floating projects as well, where we wanted to make sure that we have opening for the relationships, other clients as well. So that is how we work.
So as we are expanding our relationship with content platforms, OTTs, or production studios, any visibility that you can provide on the pipeline, at least the visibility that you have right now. I know that there are things which are going to come later. We are not aware of it right now, but whatever you can share presently, please.
You mean the name of the project?
No, not necessarily the name, but the pipeline size is going to be worth 15-20 crores over the next 6 months, mostly movies, whatever color you can provide.
It would be mostly around, as I mentioned, there are three projects of size of 4 to 6 crores. It should be around, maybe we couldn't be able to let the name, let you know the name of the project at this time, but this can grow in size. For example, one project 4 crore, another project around 4 to 6 crores. So it would be around 15 crores for 3 to 4 months, which is in the order book. And likewise, we do also have projects coming in maybe for the next week as well. We will have some projects coming in, and that is how we would keep getting booked as we move forward, as in we have additional opening in our capacity.
Okay, so just to understand this correctly, and this is my last question, you mentioned that there are some bigger projects also which we are excited about, say post-March. So it will involve our global teams and those other things you mentioned. So could you give us some sense, because this seems to be like a new leap from what we have done before. How is it going to be different and special for us? What's the exciting thing to look forward to in these projects?
The question is a little unclear.
You mean the size? You mean the scope of the work or?
Yes, these big projects which are going to go on the floor from, let's say, March or April. How is it special or different from what we have done in terms of scope,
scale, whatever it is.
Co-presence, we get to start working from pre-production stages.
Yeah, that's how it would be very different in the sense we would have in the previous
and
project.
And this is on a bigger scale. We've already done this before, but this is going to be on a bigger scale.
Bigger scale in terms of we would be involved more in terms of previous as well. So with the previous projects, we would have done pre-production bidding breakdown and all, but this is something more towards previous part and other things. So this would be quite different from others in this way.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chandri for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Basilex Life Studio Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.